Okay, so we're holding here in the middle of the Gemaras about how bad. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're holding here in the Gemara. We saw last time that somebody has Gasas Ruach. It's like Oyver Avodah Zarah. It's like he's bullish that anybody who is Misgoya, he's safer to come on a Ishish. Ula said, Bona, Kilo Bona, Bama, Shnema, Kidlochem, and Adam, and so on. So it's almost as if Chazal threw the entire book at him, and it's something which seems as if it's something that just it kind of a little bit indiscriminate. Avodah Zarah and Kfira we spoke about last time. We understand what the Yetzirah is and so on. But tossing in Arayas, so we spoke about Eishes Ish Dafke, which sort of we understood a bit. But here it's talking about just all Arayas, which doesn't seem to have any Sheiches. So let's take a look at the Maral, Kilubal Kol Arayas. So the first one, so last time we saw the difference in, I believe, Kaifa Be'ikar and Avodah Zarah, I think we spoke about it last time. Those are the two types of, let's call it, Ruchnistik type of Ra, or philosophical. Kilubal Kol Arayas. Yesh Choladas Dova Zeh. Ki hagas ruach yesh li nefesh shunoita la chomri hametuv hameguneh. The hagas ruach has a nefesh that's noita to chomri. Moshama kosa t'avaz Hashem kol gvalev. Lekach nechshav ki ilu bo'al kol arayis she'ein kol arayis rak masa chomri mituv. V'chein ha'mazal mimah karbon shal soita machal behema hi machal behema He also ma'ase behema ulkach korbono machal behema. V'hefech zeh, ashu nivdol min arayis, nikor kodesh, she b'chol mokot she timtze gedeer v'timtze kedusha. Those are involved with kamakoymes. V'zeh omer kol mishish begasas ruach v'noite el midas hachomri, nechshad kilubol kol arayis. V'hov machalik is rebech me'abcham v'chanina, milas te'evas hakosav kan. Abirchim te'eva ratzoloyme kiloy vadazora olerami b'chom arayis eshchalohav v'nshnadeis ha'elu. So he says over here that there is two kilo machloikis here what te'eva is, whether it's going on arayis specifically more or it's going on avodazora, and I guess he doesn't give us much he doesn't give us much information as to which is why. He just kind of leaves it off that v'havein why what the machlokis is. Bederekal on these kind of things, he tends to be meramis on something deeper, on some sort of usually Kabbalah type stuff. That's kind of things that he's meramis on te'eva on when he says about havein v'hormelu. So let's talk a little bit about this. Let's talk a little bit about. I guess it's nogea to Pesach, because the inyan of the Yetzirah is called Sa'ar Shabi'isa. It's called something which is. I guess it inflates the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara is called Sar Shabisa Tzigmar Brachis. The Tzustel to Chametz and Matzah, as Zayah Kodesh says in Raya Mehemna and many other places, where he speaks about the Inyan of Chametz versus Matzah, is one is Yetzer Hara, one is Yetzer Toiv. So we need to understand a little bit what is that inyan of the Yitzhahara is Sa'or. Yes, Sa'or is kind of spoiled a bit, but Tachlis, I mean, one wouldn't expect the Yitzhahara in its big sense to be Mugdar as the Sa'or. So what? Yes, it expands it. It tastes a little sour, a little off. It's very, very hard to be Teifis anything of that's very clear, a clear Hagdar of it. So let's try to understand a little bit. I want to go back to the Etzem Inyan of Toeva, the Etzem Inyan of Gasas Ruach being Goyer Marayas, which is something that is a little bit, we asked that as a little bit far apart and so on. When we ask ourselves why, for instance, let's take a child. A young child loves to play in the sand, and he sits there, and he messes himself up with and everything, and he has a great time. It's fantastic. A much older person, I don't think that he couldn't sit down and have a great time in a sandbox. I mean, I haven't tried it, haven't experimented on it, but my feeling is that it's not that the person would enjoy it less, but that the person is something that he sees himself above it. It's a turnoff to him to be in a sandbox because it's something that is kind of, I like to pride myself on how sharp I look, how nice I present myself. So it's not that per se I've lost my taiva for it, but rather I have gained a taiva for a very different type of activity. And I see myself enjoying when I'm dressed very sharp and people say to me, wow, you look like $1 million and look how wonderful you look and fantastic and great. As opposed to sitting in a sandbox and dumping pails of sand on each other. Somebody once told me, I had two friends of mine, one of them was kind of, we were all in shiva together, one of them was English and he became kind of classy a bit, and the other one remained kind of very shiva bachish, very bright fellow, and he was a little upset with the guy who became classy, and he said the following Hagdara. He said, all children like red lollipops and don't like green lollipops. When you get older, people develop appreciation for green also. So, but you never really lose the appreciation for the red candy. So somebody who says, I like green candy also, I've gotten to like green candy, that's fair. That's an honest statement. A person says, I can't look at the red stuff. It's not good. That's somebody who's sort of stuffed up because you don't ever lose that taiva. It's just that you became snobby about it. Like upon him. But the main point I want to say is before we pursue whether something is a pleasure or not, we ask ourselves in what frame of reference is it a pleasure. There's another mush I always think of, because I see it quite often. There's a fellow in the area, he's in his mid-40s, and he's one of these people that has these conditions where it's Suffolk Asperger, Suffolk idiot savant, Suffolk, he's got whatever it is, his brain is broken. His memory is infallible, it's incredible. His behavior is a pattern, is like a 4-year-old approximately. And one of the things is when he sees like a nice big cake with icing, he goes wild. He digs his hands into it. He eats it the way a young baby child would eat it, and it's hard. He's very powerful, and it's at a kiddush, you always have to hide the stuff before he comes because he has no ability to control himself. And so I always tell people, it's not that we be'etzem don't have that taiva. It's not that be'etzem we couldn't, that we don't like the cake and so on. But it's that we have a sense of wanting to be acknowledged as dignified and respectable, that we, it would hurt us to do it. But not because we don't like the cake, it's because we have another set of enjoyments that has come into play. Gas Ruach is a terrible, terrible pagam, because what happens is I take inyanim that are refined and ruchnius, and I make it into a physical spiritual pleasure. Let's give a physical crass pleasure. Let's give an example. Every person has different sides to himself, and he has the Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara, and so on. But a person, Yom Kippur, sits in his corner, and he draws into his spiritual self, and he feels very good when he feels elevated. His shiver and levav, his reaching out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his bikush to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person has a realm of pleasure. That's a ruchnius of pleasure in those things that command that pleasure. So the person is, in the fasting, in the drawing away from this world and becoming part of a ruchniistic world, the person is finds a sense of pleasure and existence in a different sphere. That's ruchnius. So yes, for many of us, 2 days later, we're back again to whatever, to the pizza and so on. But those are two parts of us. Imagine the person sits in kippah and he starts getting a sense of how people look at him, that he's such a big tzaddik and such a wonderful tzaddik and so great, so fantastic. And that becomes his awareness on Yom Kippur. So he's sitting there and clapping al chet and saying viduyim and carrying on, and he is all along sensing, wow, it's so pleasant to see how people are just adoring me and licking it up and think that it's great and fantastic. The problem is that I now have no ruchniistic world to retreat to. I have no world of ruchnius that I can say, this is simple Eimed Lefnei Hashem. Me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and nothing else in the world is significant. Because that world I have taken and I have made Gashmis out of it. That is the Churban of Gasas Ruach. So what's so destructive about Gasas Ruach is that I've taken the world of Ruchnius that intersects in my world, and not only have I not elevated the Gashmis to it, but I've taken the world of Ruchnius and made it into I changed it for a physical world. I sit to learn. So when a person sits and learns, it is misyageya to understand something, and it's hard, and it requires effort, and it requires drawing away from gashmius and so on. So the person is entering a world that's ruchnius. So sitting and trying to understand the emes, lemana emes, is pure ruchnius. When I go ahead and I use that to show off, so that the Torah that I worked on becomes a platform for people to say, wow, wonderful, fantastic, then I've put that into this world. And now, besides the avla of taking something ruchnius, taking Torah and making something physical out of it, I don't have a spiritual world left. That's the real churban over here. So gasas ruach almost by definition means I'm taking something that's ruchni and I'm making it into something gas, which is coarse, thick. It's not something that has no chaymer, but it's kol kulei chaymer. That is, I once heard something from somebody. I, I, it's like, Like I said to myself, I can't believe I heard this. There was a person that came to Eretz Yisrael looking for a job as a Rosh Yeshiva. This person, this is many years ago, I'm talking about 30 years ago. This person was a chashuv person, he's a chashuv Talmud Chacham. There's a lot of chashuvas to this person. I don't know him personally, but I know of him. He's got a reputation as being a big Talmud Chacham, a lam, so he went looking. He stayed at a friend's house. My friend knew him from the States. So he came back after a day of where he had gone around to a few yeshivas to sort of present himself. And he came back and he said a certain yeshiva offered him a job as mashgiach. So he said, really? So my friend asked him, like, mashgiach, like, why? Like, you applied as a yeshiva or whatever. He said, well, they saw my Shemone Esra and they were blown away. So Shemone Esra is an act of me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu only. It's supposed to be that little circle that includes me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I'm supposed to be misbatel, you know, and I'm supposed to be stand kuloi batel, anoich of eifer, and so on. And here I am, and this becomes my platform for sense of self. I also want to go to the area of the physical pleasures. And let's go back, let's go to Arias. In order, everybody physically enjoys Arias. The question is, how much does a person's sense of I'm an animal get in the way? But just like we said before in the mashal I gave of the person who dives into the cake. If we were to do that, if somebody were to hold a gun to us and force us to dive into the cake in front of everybody, we would be very, very, we would feel pain. We would feel we lost our tzuras adam, not because our taste buds are not working and not because I wouldn't want this piece of cake in a very elegant way, but because getting it as an animal is takes away all my, you know, it's the greater pain because a certain part of myself has become more of a tzuras adam. When a person is shaku in arayas, so as a person grows in ruchnius, he's supposed to begin to feel, you know, I'm an animal, I just run after wherever my taiva pulls me, any woman I see walk by the street, my eyes need to follow, I my mind is obsessed, etc., etc., etc. And a person is supposed to feel, you know, it's supposed to draw away from that world, the way we draw away from playing in a sandbox, even though theoretically we haven't lost the sense of pleasure of dumping sand on each other or whatever. But because of who we are, and that's why lo aleinu, you know, God forbid people have Alzheimer's and they lose that higher sense of thinking, they'll go back to doing things that are kind of childish and you know, they don't have that sense. It's very, very pathetic to see, Rahman al-Islam, but that's part of it. So a person who is gas ruach is going to boil kol arayas because he really, really has lost any sense of a ruchnika self. It's all, one of the things, I mean, without mentioning names, one of the things that was very disturbing about a certain chashuva, I guess, employee, a rabbinical employee of the Israeli government who was handed down a jail sentence for all sorts of corruption, there was a, it's like any time he spoke, he took an exorbitant amount of money, and he said to himself, like, is there nothing that's not money? I mean, is there nothing that's not fancy hotels? Is there nothing? In other words, everything became translated into Gashmias. And so where is your Ruchnistic corner? Where is the world of for you that this is Ruchnias? So Arayas and Avodah Zarah are both come from the same Shoresh. On an ideological level, if God is only physical things, if I'm a physical person, then my God has to be physical. I would even go a step further than that. It's not. It's my interaction with God is physical. Is he? You know, is he giving me X? Is he giving me Y? Is he giving me Z? I have. I don't have. There's no sense of my striving to be ruchni.
So Avodah Zarah is when my mind encompasses the running of the world only with physical beings, because that's the way I think. It's not because I'm primitive and I haven't heard about Kadosh Baruch Hu yet. It's not even because I want to be material, so it's simply because I have a very crude crude tfisa on Kadosh Baruch Hu. I can't have a better tfisa because I have no tfisa of anything else that is ruchni. Everything by me is gashmi. The and in arayas it affects me because of course everybody has a type of arayas, and arayas would be the extreme taiva, except that we become more ruchni and we pull away and we find that a certain level of looseness and coarseness. Hello?
Sorry, we lost you there, Lopiansky.
Did you lose me middle of the Arias or middle of Avodah Zarah? Which one did you lose?
Middle of, in the Indian of, if someone is very physical, so his God
right.
will also be physical.
Right, so it both of those, both the Arias and Avodah Zarah, will become his problem. I want to go back.
Question on Ishmael.
Yes.
Ishmael always been the one who seems to strive, at least in the Goyim, for like the Achdus of Hashem and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
And yet, on the other hand, his whole Atzmius, he's like Olam Haba, everything is Arayas and pleasures of this world, right?
Right. Well, the truth is, it's a certain grotesque corruption, because if you Yishmaelim, everything about the God who is one and can't be represented physically is physical. He gets angry, he's upset, he's furious. The Olam Haba is women, and they technically made him into something without a form or a body. But anything to do with it, I once went with an Arab cab driver back. I used to travel from the Eish HaTorah back home, and the Arab cab driver, you know, we were talking about, I asked him if he's Muslim or Christian. He said, you know, he was very upset. He said he's a Muslim, and we believe the same as the Jews believe. And so, and Mekitza, he started describing me, you know, we believe that a person is good and does good. He goes, Olam Haba, and Olam Haba he gets. And he starts with thick barbecued steaks and onto the women. And, I've never heard a crisser picture of physical, than that. So their God is theologically without form, and they don't represent any. But in terms of the way they picture him, I think it was over. I was once on an airplane coming back from Herzl to America. And an old Arab was sitting next to me. He was a Yored. He lived near Barapak. I kid you not, he lived right near Barapak. And schmoozing, I found him a fascinating person. And in the middle, he asked me, he started speaking about how Islam is the most wonderful religion. It's the truest religion because it's all in the heart, not in the mind. And he said, and he started humming some sort of tefillah of theirs, tefillah about Rahman. And he asked me if I knew what Rahman is. And I said, no, what is it? So he said, it's, you know, sometimes you have a fight with a neighbor and you really, really at loggerheads and you get upset at each other, hulu, 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 hulu. And then, you know, you come out and you say, you know what? What the heck? Let's make up, let's forget it, and let's be good. That's Rahman. So he took the crudest, simplest exchange emotion transfer onto God. So yes, they may talk to talk, but everything about the God that they espouse is all a physical God, emotionally, and their Olam Haba. I mean, Olam Haba. How can Olam Haba be God's world if it's about women and steaks? Even if the steaks are halal, doesn't make a difference. I mean, it's all physical. So I see in it more physical than anything else. It's also, I mean, they on the one hand, they preach and they prove a great chastity with the women, and then on the other hand, they're they're loose and in every way possible. Some, it's the disconnect between the person and the religion is extraordinary. Let's go back to the chametz and the matzah that we were talking about, the sosha be'isa. The klal is that everything, whatever we do, has some effect on us. Whatever we eat, that's the etzem mohus of the person. That's the atzmis of the person. So whatever type of achila the Torah prescribes for us, on a ruchnistic level, indicates something about what's going to happen to us, what's meant to happen to us. In the mashal, there's a din of basa kachim, there's a din of simcha b'yayin, yayin samcha v'enesh. Different macholim have different skulas in consonance with what they are that affect us that way. And it makes sense like that because achila is something that becomes integrated in us, becomes us and part of us. The achila of, and that's why achila is etzadas was so bad, because it was an achila. Matzah is something which is kuloi the thing itself. There is no artificial inflation of the thing, which is be'etzem what is in a very, very shurishtic way the site of emes. In other words, emes is pure, it's the thing itself, it's the essence itself. As we add to it, inflate it, it loses its emes. This is true, but let's say in Avodah Zarah, the Rambam says that the Avodah Zarah started with the fact that we added to the roster of beings worthy of worship. We added the sun and the moon and etc. because these are celestial bodies and so chashev, and Hashem must be very, very happy if you worship them, because it's a super adoration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's sort of the flavor of it. So the chshivas of and that's Avodah Zarah arises also where we take something and make it into a whole Avodah Zarah of sorts. This becomes the thing that drives us. The yesod for all ruchnias is when you have an achila that has no gasas ruach. That's the thing itself. There's a Rizha Katili, he was an early Mekobel. They've printed it for some reason, the early editions, with the Goyen's Haggadah. Not very, very unclear to me as to why that's so. I'm just not sure what the connection, but whoever printed the two together. But it's a nice period, so a few pieces. And he speaks about this sort of a conundrum. We don't do well with eating matzah. I mean, we eat matzah for a week, our stomachs are shot for a while. It doesn't, our stomach doesn't digest matzah very well. It's in a sense pre-digested. When it's bread, you have a sort of it's much easier to digest bread than matzah. But yet matzah is more pure and so on. And he says that basically, in the essence, matzah is obviously more pure, etc. We, because of who we are and because of our system and so on and so forth, we can't live with matzah. That's more or less the way he puts it. So the essence of our being is pure toiv, is ruchnis, but we can't, in this world, we can't express it. We do need to inflate it. We need it. It's just like you need a shminis of gaiva. You need to have a tam. The world would grind to a close without a tam of yetzahara of arayis and so on. But at least the bottom layer needs to be matzah. So if a person, and it's going back to the point I made before. Yes, Lasid Lavoi will all be Ruchnias and pure Ruchnias and everything will be Hashem Shemayim, etc. That's Lasid Lavoi. What's most important today is that we don't have the that we have a corner that's still matzedik, that we have that we're able to have an area devoid that is not gassus ruach, and in a person's personality, it's his very self. If at the core of oneself there's a certain purity, and just me, and you know, as I am before Hashem, then everything else can be worked with. But if a person introduces gassus ruach, if a person introduces the yitzhar into his shayrish of neshama, which is what gaiv is, then everything falls, because where's my ruach needs to take a corner? I don't have a corner that's pure and simple and emes and untainted. You know, everything that I do is automatically translated into something else. So Pesach is sort of being kaveya that corner of purity, that corner of justice, and the Mela, when I have that corner, I can expand it afterwards. But I need to have that corner. Mitzvah will speak about that on Shavuos. We eat the lechem, which is chametz stick, because once I have the side of matzah, I can then go ahead and eat chametz. And it's similar to what we said. I want to say, no matter what, if a person has an island that's pure and emes and ruchni, then everything else he'll equate to it. He'll say, at least he has like a yardstick what to measure things by. If he ruins that, if his ruach is gassus ruach, then nothing will ever become good in the Pesach Hashem. Okay, any questions? Any points?
If a person takes ruchnius and they turn into something of less more gas, is it better that they're not involved in ruchnius at all?
You know what?
More harmful.
It's a tough question. You're asking a good question. It's for some people, it's something that is. They're in such a bad strait that the more ruchnius you feed the person, the worse it gets. There was somebody who, my age, who even as a young boy had a precocious interest in COVID. He would drive to get his stuff published and have himself driven to a simcha. I don't know, something unnatural about it. He wasn't a bad fellow, but his need for COVID was like weird. He later on tried to be a rav of some sort, and a friend of mine heard a speech from him about what's the inyan of being mechabit tamei chachamim, and this person said, because the reason to be mechabit chachamim is because you owe them a lot of gratitude for all the wonderful teaching they do, but since you're not allowed to pay them because mani b'chinam v'ata b'chinam, so we pay them with covet. I said, whoa, a person reads his own perversion of the Torah. Unfortunately, at some later point, a few years ago, he was actually caught with the other Yitzhar also. He, you know, it was sad. So you ask yourself, was this person, I mean, giving him whatever Torah he has, is that good for him? On the other hand, for some people, there's the Ma'or Shaben Machzirin L'Mutav. So for some people, you know, if you work enough, I guess working with the person so that the person gets somebody can actually make a mention of it might be useful. I mean, if not, what you end up a lot of times is, okay, not a lot of times, but occasionally end up, a person like that gets pushed to some sort of rabbinic field, and he ends up doing a lot of harm, because he hasn't lost, you know, his Yitzhara gets fed more and more by it. And like Chazal say, it's a hard call in yeshiva sometimes. You say, this person, you know, given enough musr and this and that and guidance and so on, he will grow out of it. And some other person, you say to yourself, oh my gosh, you know, this is like really, this is something that's, I'm feeding a monster. I don't know. It's a tough one.
Yeah, very nice.
Okay, so this is the last one before the break, and Mirz Hashem, I guess after Rosh Chodesh here, Mirz Hashem will be back in Mirz Hashem.
Okay, thanks,
Rabbi.
Have a good
chag. Okay, Chakosh Sameach, everybody. Call to bye.